Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Of that fact, just call 312-265-7200 or go online at grandviewhomes.com.
Partly cloudy skies today, a couple of showers this afternoon, a high around 55.
Weather brought to you by USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Turn shipping to your advantage with USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service.
Chicago's Sports Morning Show with Mully and Haw will be back in 60 seconds on the score.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
I lock up my Old Spice Fiji Aluminum Free Dry Spray to keep that 24/7 lasting freshness safe for myself. Fresh coconuts, palm trees in the wind. It's like catching waves in Fiji. Actually, I just talked myself into a refreshing spritz of Fiji. My Old Spice is missing! No!
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented by your local Hyundai dealers. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. WSCR Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The Score!
This hour brought to you by Busey Bank. Building business, growing wealth since 1868.
Here comes the two-strike pitch. Check swing. He went too far. Strike three. Wesneski gets a big strikeout. He works a 1-2-3. It's his game to win.
Probably our best pitching performance of the year, considering everything that, his travels and getting up at the crack, you know, when it was dark out, really, 4 o'clock in the morning to catch a flight out here. So he was tired, you know, and just the combination of the pitches and the intensity and the travel, the lack of sleep. But he delivered a poor performance that we needed. And he got us, you know, to get us into the ninth inning. Just a really great performance.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Wow, very kind words from the manager. Appreciated what Wes Nasty was doing, and we are delighted to welcome in the Scores baseball expert, Bruce Levine.
Bruce is going to join us at 7:25.
Oh, I'm sorry. Back.
Yeah, we're going to wait to he's doing his research now, trying to figure out the last time. Maybe
all three teams won.
All three teams won. Still working on that.
We're down to I think we're going through 2020.
No, we got it. It's done.
Oh, what, we do.
When is it?
Yeah, I just told you that.
Oh, that's right. What's the date again?
April 9th of 2022.
April 9th, 2022.
Bulls beat the Pistons 103-81. Mm-hmm. White Sox a 5-2 winner at the Tigers. A game probably heard. No, and the Cubs beat the Brewers 9-0.
So that's April. Give me
April 9th, 2022.
Okay, that's not exactly right, Dustin.
No?
According to Basketball Reference,
Wikipedia and ESPN.com were my sources.
The Bulls did not play on April 9th, 2022, according to Basketball Reference. That's the only reason I hesitated when you gave me that number. I wanted to double check you. But
I'm on the Chicago Bulls schedule on the four-letter network, and I'm seeing Sunday, April 9th versus Detroit, win 103-81.
We'll continue to feverishly research this.
What is the...
I also looked if the Hawks won that day. They did not.
The preferred source that we need? Is it Basketball Reference? Is it... Who do you look at?
Chris Kampka.
Yeah, there you go. Have Chris. He's got
Chris Kampka. Wake up! Yeah.
Give him a call.
Anyway, we digress. Hayden Wesneski was woken up, was taken out of his slumber, deep sleep, by Matt Mervis, his roommate. They couldn't reach Wesneski to get on a plane pronto, first thing Wednesday morning. Flies from Iowa to Arizona, gets ready, gets called on, saves a tired bullpen, goes four innings, and gives up one hit? It was as good of a performance as you heard Craig Counsell said as they have had this year.
I would argue that it was as important, maybe, as they've had this year, because that was deciding whether you were going to win a road trip or not, and it was a big game from that sense. I also think that, you know, the texter earlier who said they could be 7-2 on that trip is absolutely accurate. You know, they blew a couple of bullpen meltdowns on that trip and a couple of losses that they probably should have won. That's going to happen. That's baseball, baby. It's not hockey. But the point is that you had to get that one. You had to get the series win in order to make the road trip successful.
I feel like you could almost say that about every road trip. There are going to be opportunities that you squander.
Yeah.
And early in the season, you're going to see more of those things happening, and you're trying to figure out what you have. And you don't want to, as Steve Stone likes to say, you don't win a pennant or a division in April, but you can lose it. And the Cubs, you know, they could have been 7-2, but they also could have been 4-5 or 3-6. You know, there were opportunities they took advantage of too. So they return for a game tonight, weather permitting. I wonder what the corresponding move will be. Jameson Taillon is expected to start. I'm not sure if that's made official yet, because I think they would have to make a roster move. But Jameson Taillon, if he goes tonight, what they will do against the Marlins over the weekend, because they come back feeling very good about a lot of things. They weren't hitting that well on this trip, and yet they won five games. They won more than they lost. You go on the road, you just want to break even. You do your damage at home, and that's how you get to the playoffs.
All right, I fixed it.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah. Let's have it.
David can double-check me at the next break. So 2021,
okay. That's more like it.
We've got the Cubs beating the Mets. That was 16-4. Mm-hmm. We had the perfect game by Philip Umber against the Mariners in 2021. How about that? Remember that game, Ollie?
No.
Yeah.
No?
I remember
I'm
that.
Wrong again?
That wasn't 2021.
No?
Philip Umber threw a perfect game 3 years ago? No.
Well, they won that day. It wasn't the Phil Umber game. Come on. What's wrong with this?
What's wrong with this is we're having a meeting on the air.
No wonder Let's I went not. To five. No wonder I went to five schools in 5 years.
Okay. Philip Umber's perfect game wasn't 2021. I would remember that. Phillip Umber threw a perfect game way back.
2001?
Yeah. Well, not that far back. Let's find out what Phillip Umber's perfect game. It was in 2012.
So it was a dyslexic.
Sorry. On April 21st, 2012, Phillip Umber threw his perfect game against the Mariners.
All right.
Let's book
Stand
him.
By.
Book him at the next break.
Yeah, I just think this is getting too... I mean, I'm not sure that I agree with whatever the heck idea this was, but certainly it's not working. This assignment was Poor Dustin has been working very hard all day.
It was a simple premise. I thought yesterday was something that, for Chicago sports, was a rarity. It's something that we haven't been able to say in a very long time. I don't know how long of a time it has been. That was my question. I suppose that was my assignment. I'll own that. Cubs, Sox, Bulls all celebrated something yesterday. A victory. Doesn't happen very often. And the Sox split. They also had a loss. But that's not exactly the news. The news is that they won a game. Then the Cubs win a game. And then the Bulls won resoundingly against the Hawks. And that's the story of the day. The fact the Bulls move on, chance to play the Heat and a compromised Heat team without Jimmy Butler, likely. I don't know. The MCL injury doesn't look good. He played on it, but you wonder how he's going to wake up with swelling. You wonder what the MRI will show. It could be difficult for the Heat if they play without Jimmy Butler. Good news for the Bulls.
Yeah, I mean, again, the fact that he got injured early and he stayed in the game and he played 40 minutes, he didn't play great, but they came down to the end of the game. It was a really good basketball game. I do believe, though, that this is kind of, I mean, this is going on. Kawhi Leonard is out. Kawhi Leonard out for the Clippers. Giannis Antetokounmpo out for the Milwaukee Bucks. Jimmy Butler out for the Miami Heat. If indeed Jimmy is out, I think that he's as valuable to his team as those other two guys to their teams. I really believe they're going to have a hard time winning without Jimmy.
Oh, as far as you look around the NBA, right. I'm not sure there's any superstar that means as much to his team's overall outcome or prognosis in any given game and any given season than Jimmy Butler does to the Heat. He is LeBron to the Lakers. He is Giannis to the Bucks. Yeah, he's all those things. It's a good debate. It's a good argument. So without him, Bulls are moving on. If they don't, I know right now they're getting three, and Vegas can say what Vegas can say. But if the Heat play without Jimmy Butler, I think it's smart to pick the Bulls to move on and play on Sunday against the Celtics in Boston. That's the way this is. The way they played last night.
Yeah, I agree with the way they played last night, but I also think that, you know, we've seen them lose to Detroit. Mm-hmm. We've seen them lose to Washington. We've seen such uneven performances. I think they work hard and try hard, but you're going down there. I mean, I think they should win the game if there's no Jimmy. I don't know that it's a lock because, as we talked about, win by 15, lose by 15. It's just, you know, flip a coin with this particular Bulls roster.
Yeah, that's the frustrating thing about it. That's why nights like last night stand out as much as they do. You're like, wow, where has this been? And who is this team?
Right. But, and how good it was this crowd? Where's that crowd been? Dare I ask that question? Because that was pretty spectacular.
Crowd was spectacular. They're highly involved, thoroughly entertained. The Bulls are entertaining theater. There's no doubt about it. They're entertaining basketball theater. Last night, the fans were rewarded, and they put themselves in a position to believe that there could be another home game, at least two more home games, because that's a guarantee. You get to the playoffs, you got two more home games.
We do not have an injury update on Alex Caruso, but he was injured last night in the game when Andre Drummond ran him down. Mm-hmm. You should look on YouTube for the highlight, the low light. It was just goofy. It was just a really weird kind of play where they're coming back on defense and Sack is kind of backing up, running backward down the court, and Drummond just goes right over him. and apparently steps on his ankle, and he's writhing around, and he had to come out of the game. And again, you know, it's his other ankle. He's got a bad ankle, and this is the other one now that's swollen, and we'll see again. You know, you do all sorts of things with injuries in the NBA and in all of the professional sports, but I'm sure they're icing the hell out of it. I'm sure they're going to try to get the the electronic machine on that and get as much treatment as they can for the next 48 hours, frankly. It'd be right up to game time.
They need him. They don't need him as badly as the Heat needs
Jimmy
Butler, yeah. But the Bulls definitely need him. And not only because of what's at stake on Friday, but you'd like to see if they can survive that game in advance to Sunday's series against the Celtics. They at least can keep it competitive if Alex Caruso, or at least more competitive if Alex Caruso is on the floor as often as possible. No doubt about that.
Yeah. This is turning into having a disaster with the whole thing with my hitting a pothole. It's going to hell right now as I'm sitting here.
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
Do you need to remove yourself from the equation?
I honest to God don't know what to do.
Okay. So I'm
not sure what to do.
I'll inform everybody. April 6th, 2021 is the new date to look at. April 6th, 2021 is the last time the Cubs, Sox, and Bulls won on the same day. Thank you, Dustin, for that exhaustive research. I really appreciate the effort. The Pacers were the victims that day of the Bulls. And so it wasn't that long ago, 3 years since all three teams won at the same time. And it would be fun to do it again Friday. It would be fun to do it again on Sunday. It would be fun to do it again several more times, because this is a very strange feeling to come in here this morning and not have much to pick apart. And to wonder what this means for the Bulls. I think we talk about, could this season be a success? Can that still be the case? Casey told us they need to be a top six seed in the Eastern Conference. I think if they're competitive against the Celtics and they get to that round, that's a good conversation to have. Does this season equal success for the Bulls, given what they have played with?
I agree with that.
And who they've played without.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that's I'm hoping that's a fun conversation that we can eventually have. But at this point, I'm not sure that that's going to be happening. But if they do get to the playoffs, I think I might feel differently. And look, you know, there is no team that is in better form, playing better than Boston, in my opinion, in both of the Western and the Eastern
They're
Conference.
They're the team to beat in the East.
The West is a lot deeper. Don't get me wrong, but Boston is the best team in the Eastern Conference by a long, long shot.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to look at it. And the West is going to be wide open. And I'm looking forward to seeing exactly what the Bucks are like without Giannis against the Pacers. That will be one of those series that you just don't know how it's going to unfold. Keep an eye on the Hawks, too. They leave town, their season over. By the way, I was not able to make it over, but communicated a little bit with Mike Bray. Did you see him on the bench, the assistant coach for the Hawks, longtime Notre Dame guy? I love the fact that he tweeted out a photo of him with John Paxson, two Notre Dame guys. So two guys who are, you know, basketball lifers. And Mike Bray on the bench there with Quinn Snyder, the head coach, done a great job. But keep an eye on the Hawks. Moving on from Trae Young is a possibility for them. And you wonder, as we sit here in Chicago contemplating what kind of seismic change they may be undergoing with the Bulls in the offseason, or if that's even overstating it, are they going to embrace the status quo again? Do you want Trae Young? Would you want Trae Young? Is he a guy, when healthy? He wasn't healthy last night, played erratically, 22-10. But is that a guy you look at as, all right, is that change for the sake of change, or is that somebody that brings you closer to being one of those top four teams in the Eastern Conference?
I don't believe if you add Trae Young to the Bulls that you become a playoff team automatically. I think if you add Dame Lillard, if he wants out and you got a buddy of his here and he decides he wants to be in a big city, he could drive down and that would help you get into the playoffs. I think a guy like that would be huge.
Well, Dame greater than Trae. Yeah, yes. I think I would agree with that. I just wonder, wasn't it floated somewhere? I think that the Zach LaVine to Trae Young one one man's trash is another man's treasure, and they exchange places and you see if they can make an impact or difference because they have very similar contracts. I don't know if that does anything except for it changes your look of your roster, but I don't think it necessarily brings you closer to a championship or a step in that direction.
I think it was Bernstein who said that Trae Young, just physically, looks like a guy that somehow survived a nuclear accident or something because his hair is kind of, you know, he's getting bald and his hair is kind of falling out a little bit when he gets sweaty. And it's just, I don't know that that's the face of the organization.
I don't know either. I liked him coming out. I was a big Trae Young guy. I thought if they could have been in a position to draft him, I was all in on that. I don't know that he's changed. Something about him doesn't affect winning as much as it should. I'm not quite sure what it is. So that's going to be, you know, part of the speculation in the offseason whenever it begins. Klay Thompson also in Golden State, is he going to be returning to the Warriors? What would you pay for a Klay Thompson in Chicago to space the floor the way that really the roster hasn't really done consistently with Billy Donovan here? They haven't given him a roster to do that.
Did you hear Klay after they were eliminated from the playoffs? And he was asked about that, and he got pretty short with the reporters, and it was like, we can't talk about this moment. We got to start talking about the future. He did not like that idea, and it was interesting because a lot of those guys all said things about needing Klay back, but I think, if I'm not mistaken, and feel free to correct me, I think he may be done.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not sure that he is.
I don't know that he's the guy to come in here and offer the kind of energy that this team needs.
He's in a different role, in a specialized role, shooting the three, spacing the floor. It might not be. What does Charles Barkley think about Klay Thompson?
He's not going to get better. He's going to make less money, but he ain't going to get no better. Older people don't get – sports ain't for old people. They're for young people. That's no disrespect.
Now, that is absolutely accurate. And there, it's not disrespect.
He's not a $35 million a year player. He's not a $30 million a year player. I don't know what price tag you would pay for him. But if the question is, could Klay Thompson help you space the floor and be a better team, maybe he could, but it has to be at the right price. I'll acknowledge that. I'm not saying – you write a blank check to Klay Thompson and come in here and save anything, but it's just something to keep an eye on.
He's not the like greatest defender. Since the injury, yeah, he used to be one of the greatest two-way players. He's still like shooters can shoot. That's always there, but like he's not really good defensively since that injury.
It's true.
Who do the Bulls have that's a good shooter? In a specialized shooter?
Well, Kobe White, kind of.
Yeah, Kobe now.
But you have Kobe and Io. You've got your backcourt. I'm saying that when you have a specialized guy whose role it is to be – sorry, the Max Strus role, the three-point shooter.
Well, they should have gotten Max Strus.
And then you got to do like a sign and trade probably to get him because there's so much money tied into the big, like their big three.
You're going to trade, I don't know.
Zach LaVine.
Yeah, is that what you do? Okay.
Yeah, I think that would be the play.
What about Lonzo? You get rid of all that
money?
They
can have him too.
Yeah. They can have him too. Okay. Take his dad with.
Well, then there won't be all that money sitting on the bench.
We're going to talk to Bruce next. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 Score.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bruce Levine.
It's great to talk some baseball.
Score Baseball Insider, covering the Cubs and White Sox for more than 30 years.
Bruce Levine is a newsbreaker.
Inside the Clubhouse co-host, alongside our own David Haugh.
We've got a lot of baseball conversation to cover.
Great being with you, talking baseball.
Bruce Levine.
That's a really good question, Bruce.
See, Bruce asked the first hard question.
With Mully and Haugh on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haugh, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always enjoy talking to The Score's baseball expert, and Bruce Levine joins us now on The Score Hotline. Bruce, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys. How are you? Certainly a fun day to talk about two Chicago baseball teams winning. Well, one of them lost as well.
They both won, Bruce. They both won. And the Bulls won, too, and it's the first time in 3 years that all three teams won on the same day.
Oh, my God.
I think we should declare it a vacation day of some sort.
We're back to this. We'll double-check that for you, Bruce, in a minute. Seriously, though, when you look at the Cubs, they come back. We talked about this. They come back with a winning road trip, and they come back winning a couple of series in a row, and they come back to what's going to be a packed Wrigley and a good opponent to play at this point in the year. They also could have been 7-2. I mean, if we don't count the bullpen moments that went awry, they really had a hell of a road trip.
Yeah, you're right. They did. And a lot of clutch performances. I think the one thing that stands out the most, guys, is the fact that the hitting has been really timely and good. And I guess you can't start a conversation about the Cubs offense without talking about Michael Busch and how he's come along and changed the whole idea of the lineup, you know, with a left-handed power bat, one that they have control of for the next 6 years. You know, the narrative throughout the winter was always talking about, hey, the Cubs need to acquire some bats for the middle of the order. There's no run production there. Belly's not there yet. And what are we going to do? When are they going to sign Reese Hoskins? And, you know, give credit to Jed Hoyer and Carter Hawkins for holding firm, making the trade with the Dodgers and bringing this guy in. We're not saying necessarily he's going to hit 40 or 50 home runs, but he just looks like a major league player playing at first base, guys.
No doubt about it, Bruce. And I think that when you look at their young position players, you look at their young pitchers, and many of them look the part. Hayden Wesneski was the latest yesterday, 4 innings, 1 hit, and he got there in a hurry, hastily called up, and then he did the job. I wonder where this pitching staff is headed, obviously with the rotation in state of flux, with Justin Steele out. Jameson Taillon comes back. Will that be tonight? Are they going to – have they made that official yet? And when they do, what will be the corresponding roster move?
You know, they alluded to it, and the beat writers on the road were writing about it. But, you know, the narrative kind of stopped about whether Taillon's pitching tonight or not. We'll find out when we get to the ballpark. But there are certain moves that have to be made here, and you have to look at the situation with him coming back, and hopefully you have Steele coming back sometime in early May. What do you do with Ben Brown? Is he the ideal starting pitcher? Is he the ideal arm in the bullpen that can get you 2 or 3 innings every time out when the starting pitcher fails? Because if there's one thing that we've seen here outside Imanaga looking at most of the rest of the pitching staff, except for Javier, you would have to say that, you know, 4 1/3 is about all you're getting out of the rotation. If that's the case, are you going to really need more middle guys like Wisniewski and the same thing with Brown? Is it more important to have young guys in the bullpen that can give you that 3 or 4 innings? That was the key to winning yesterday.
I think that it's been very interesting to kind of see the way they've moved things around. To me, the question isn't Ben Brown. The question might be the professor. And I'm not saying you dump him. He's played against a lot of really good teams. And Sunday, I believe he is scheduled to go against the Marlins. Do you believe that he might be taking a seat for a little bit just to figure out what's going awry? And, yeah, he struggled to start the year. He's got a great record over the years, but the reality is that's tough stuff.
This is really tough because everybody roots for Kyle Hendricks, yep. One of the great guys in the game. The reality is, you have to do that on the field, and he's not getting it done on the field right now. So the problem with Hendricks is he's not a bullpen pitcher, and you wouldn't look at him as a bullpen pitcher, okay? A lot of times you go, well, let's skip him a couple times, use him in the bullpen, work on some things on the side. Well, you know, with a guy that's 34 years old and has such a great career behind him, what are you going to be working on the side? He's not injured. It's just a question of command. He's not able to command the baseball like he used to. You never saw 2 fastballs leak over the plate like in his last start, right, and go out of the ballpark in the past. So he's doing everything from his perspective. The question is, how long of a leash do you get because the team's playing well, because who he is, and can this get straightened out over the next 10 days or 2 weeks?
So, Bruce, when you look at the White Sox and Jonathan Cannon throws yesterday, 3 hits, struck out 3, walked 1, 54 pitches were strikes, and he should have been actually scoreless, but Dominic Fletcher had the misplay in center field. But the Sox going young, the first time that they have had pitchers debut in back-to-back games since Charlie Biggs and Fabian Kowalik in 1932. What was that debut like, Bruce, back-to-back? Do you remember that one?
That's cold. That is really cold.
But this is a youth movement on the South Side. Do you think both those guys are here for a while? Do they obviously merit another start? But what do you expect, and how surprised have you been?
You know, the 2 words, why not, come to mind, right? Mm-hmm. Why not Jonathan Cannon again? Why not? Mastrini is going to pitch on Sunday. By the way, he'll be our guest on Inside the Clubhouse Saturday between 9 and 11. So that should be fun to talk to him. I mean, they're a bright spot in a dark place right now for the Chicago White Sox. And the one thing that has been missed, I think, and I know you guys talked about it a little last week, is the fact that the pitching, for the most part, has been pretty good. You know, the starting pitching has been okay, good enough, keep them in games. You know, the continued watching 2 runs a game go up has been the difficult part for White Sox fans and the White Sox. I mean, to see DeJong break out of yesterday and, have a great 2 games, that's, you know, it's an anomaly right now. You look for some hitting to support this team. But when it comes to the young pitchers, Cannon and Mastrini, why wouldn't you start them again?
Yeah, we had talked about this before, Bruce, and you made a point about them coming up. I think the problem I have as I look at this team is that, you know, when Mastrini came up, he was, born later in 20, he was 24 years old, and that was the youngest player on the roster. And now the next day they bring up the new youngest player on the roster because Cannon's 23. Both those guys pitched really well, and it was fun to see them. I just don't know why Tommy Pham's on the way. I don't know why Martin Maldonado is even there. Honestly, have you seen his numbers? Not only does he have, like, the worst framing stats in baseball, the guy is batting, what, .065 or something? I mean, I get it. He's supposed to be able to help the pitching staff, but mother of God.
You know, it came up in yesterday's first game, too, where Pedro had him bunting a bunt and run in the fifth inning because they didn't think he can get a hit.
Right.
And that would be the best way to help the team, just move the guy from first base. So it's a problem. I mean, he was not brought to Chicago to hit. He was brought there to bring along the young guys like Cannon and Mastrini. And he's a terrific catcher, but you're right. I mean, it stands out. If Max Stassi hadn't been hurt, and he's going to be out for a long time, I think you would see maybe some changes made. But right now, Maldonado is going to stay. You know, again, a lot of these things just stand out. You know, why doesn't Nicky Lopez hit 300? You know, why isn't, you know, somebody else hitting home runs? It's just a situation where that's not what they do.
So, Bruce, a big picture question for you. I'm kind of curious, and we obviously have talked about this a little before, but Craig Counsell is taking the approach to this pitching staff. He's taken a non-traditional approach to it, I think, in terms of defining roles. And it's like I compared it earlier to the NBA that's becoming positionless. He doesn't look at closers or relievers or starters. He looks at guys who are out-getters. You see it in the way that they used Wesneski. You see it the way they use Ben Brown. You see it in the way they use all the guys. And I just wonder, is that the way we're going to have to get used to looking at the Cubs pitching staff? Maybe Major League Baseball, it'll be more of a trend that we have seen. But the traditional sense, I said the other day, the Cubs have a closer issue. Well, do they? If they don't really consider, you know, they're having necessarily a closer. I don't know where this is headed, but do we have to look at this with an open mind? And how difficult is that for a traditionalist like yourself or like people looking at baseball for a long time?
We're so used to roles for pitchers, right? And, you know, Counsell, as you point out, says, hey, I'm just looking for 27 outs every day. I think it's easy to talk about, but it's not a workable plan that simplistically over 162 games. Guys have to have roles. They have to have rest. They're not everyday pitchers, even in the bullpen. So if you have a big rotation of guys coming through the minor league system and that have options, you know, Wisniewski's and people like that, okay. I mean, you're going to probably at some point hear about Cade Horton coming up. Now, the next great question for you and Mike and the rest of the baseball watching world is you bring Horton through the bullpen because you know you're going to monitor his innings this year, or is he just strictly a starting pitcher and you let him continue to do that until you're ready to bring him up as a starter? I think that's a very intriguing question and a scenario you have to watch. Are Brown and Horton, the Woodruff and Burns from Milwaukee, when they were coming through the bullpen from Milwaukee, when they had a power bullpen and Counsell was in charge there. I think that's an interesting story to watch and storyline to watch as we approach May and June and see how those lengthy power arms are used in the Cub organization.
I think it's a great point, Bruce, because obviously it wasn't that long ago where you saw players that started out in the bullpen and then moved into starting rotation. Obviously, Chris Sale comes to mind. Burley comes to mind. There are ways of kind of getting what you need from people while also getting their bullets fired in the major leagues and then maybe getting them ready to move into a different role in a year or two. I'm all for that. I think that and I'm very curious if you've had any conversation with Counsell about that.
Well, there will be one today if I have anything to say about it. I hope he has the time. You know what? We found, you know, like Ross, Counsell is one of those guys that even though he has two media press conferences every day, one before and one after, he's a tremendously approachable guy around, you know, on the field when they're taking BP. You know, terrific to talk to. And, you know, a guy that you can develop an off-the-record relationship with. So from that perspective, I think the information flow is going to continue to be a very positive and open line from council to the fan base and Cub Nation.
Do you hope they play tonight?
Why not?
Well, rest the bullpen.
Oh, well, you know, you just can't do that. I mean, you know, I mean, you love to see, you know, you're praying for a rainout.
That's what, yeah.
I don't know that I'm bowing in prayer.
He's
but
been dancing all morning.
There are worse ideas.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, it would help the team. But, again, you know, would they make them play on Monday? Is there an off day for the Marlins? Is it going to be counterproductive? Because you got to play those games right away, especially with the teams that come into town just once.
Great stuff, Bruce. Great catching up. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks,
all right,
Bruce.
Guys. Have a great day.
Yep.
We'll be listening to all the embarrassing, the richness of the guests on Saturday.
Dustin, can't wait.
Dustin, do you listen?
9 to 11.
Bruce, doing a better job booking a show than you. No offense.
I don't go to the Cubs and Sox game, so I don't have those relationships.
Bruce definitely delivers guests. I love working 9 to 11 every Saturday morning because Bruce gets the guests.
We're all jealous of it.
When I first started in this business, I was showing an 8x10 black and white photo of Bruce Levine, and I was told, "Do you know who this is?" I said, "I did not." They were not happy that I didn't know who that was. They said, "This is Bruce Levine. Here is your Marantz. Here is your microphone. Wherever Bruce puts his Marantz and his microphone, so do you." And I literally was like following him around like a shadow when I first started interning.
I'm sure
at the
he
old.
Loved that.
Oh no, he did not. He
do you two ever talk about that?
One time. I mean, I have a very nice relationship with Bruce. I consider him a good friend. But believe it or not, when I started interning at the old WMAQ 670, believe it or not, I didn't talk to a soul. I never like. I just put my head down, collected the tape, tried to book a guest, and I was around you, and you didn't even know that I existed.
Now that's unfair because I was a little one-eyed in those days. Brutally honest. Didn't know anyone existed. I think it's unfair to...
Sylvie, Greeny, Bernstein, and I.
Wow.
Covering the Bears.
That's quite a quartet.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
By the way, the Marlins play on Monday, so they can't have the rain out on Monday. They play at the Braves.
How come I knew all those other guys? It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 Score.
Left side of the infield. This could do it. DeYoung will make the catch. And the White Sox end a six-game losing streak with a 2-1 win over Kansas City. Say it with me. Southside, stand up.
Mulligan Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. White Sox win, only the third win they've had this year, which is pretty awesome that they got a victory. It's, honest to God, it's hard, as Ozzie told us earlier in the day, to sweep a doubleheader, especially when you're on the road. And so the Sox should have won game one, and unfortunately, Michael Kopech melted down. But you look at where they're at, and you say, that's interesting.
Yeah, 3-15 now. We have to address them because they are in this town, in this market. You don't want to necessarily pay too much attention to the Sox until they get to the point where they deserve it. Yesterday was one of those days where Jonathan Cannon threw well. They win a game. Paul DeJong improves his average 99 points. With five hits and a doubleheader, went from 176 to 275.
That's good. Do it again.
Good for him. And he was one of five guys in the lineup, one of six guys in the lineup in game one with an average of 176 or lower. This is an offensively challenged team. They're getting some young starting pitchers to emerge. Hopefully that continues. But I don't know how many times that we're going to hear Southside stand up this year, but I don't know if it's going to be more than six.
Say it with me. Southside, stand up.
I don't know if I'm saying it with him or cringing with him, but it makes me cringe when I hear it.
God bless him. And let the man be excited. He's got a difficult job because it's hard to go out there and watch a team lose every day.
Mm-hmm.
So God bless him.
He's only going to say it like 24 times probably. So, you know.
Southside's not going to be able to stand up very often, is what you're telling me.
Was a little surprised Yoan Moncada's headed out to Arizona to begin his rehab. That was a little bit sooner than expected. He says he's going to, he's committed that he never thought his season would be over. Said that through translator Billy Russo. I don't know what to expect from him. All-star break is the goal. Could it be sooner? Not sure. Not sure how much I would rush back. Luis Robert Jr., his timetable is more, maybe a little more optimistic as well. But boy, it's they're challenged for offense. You know, Aloy just coming back to see what he's got. It's just you look at that lineup and they better pitch well.
Yeah, it's upsetting, frankly, because the lineup doesn't make an ounce of sense. And as you mentioned, you know, Paul DeJong, God bless him. He had a good outing, and that's good to see. But my God, some of these lines are just absurd, frankly. Your guy Andrew Benintendi, 175, 224, 190.
Yeah, that's a overpaid.
That's a very
outfielder.
Highly paid man.
It's a highly paid man is not coming through.
Mm-mm.
And then the last call of the first game was a questionable call. I was surprised at how aggressively John Triffin went after the umpires, though. And that was Hawk Harrelson style. He did. And you watch snippets of these games, and these kinds of things do stand out, unfortunately. But Sox are hard to watch.
Andrew Vaughn, 167, 236, 212. That is the third overall pick.
A lot of room for growth there.
And an MLB draft.
A lot of room for growth.
We mentioned that there's some issues going on with Martin Maldonado. 0.061, 0.088, 0.091. That's a guy that they had bunt in the fifth inning because you know he's making it out. Maybe he can advance someone if he can get the bat on the ball.
Sox do bunt well, I suppose.
I mean, it's almost comical when you go down the list and you don't have anybody that's hitting, right? What passes for a successful season, it's hard to figure out on the South side. Because the number one, they don't produce runs. Number two, they're getting shut out all over the place. But number three, awful.
Awful.
Let's get to our guy, Ron. Ron's on the South side. Hey, Ron.
Hey, guys, look here. Is it any way Dustin can – he just did that Southside stand-up. I like it a whole lot better from here. Maybe they can change that. Dustin did a great job at it. But like you said, I don't think we're going to be hearing that too much this year.
Yeah. I think we're going to be sitting down a lot, frankly.
Yeah, Ron. But yesterday, first three batters, 0 for 12 or something. It's just I don't know how – much worse it could be with this team. And Mother, you hit it right on the head, the back catcher. These washed up guys, why are they bringing this guy Thames in? I don't want to see him. And look, we want to see these pitchers, but young pitchers, it take time, guys. Just to see what happened with Kopech. You said, but let's just kind of hold on a little bit. Certainly I want to see them, but they're young pitchers, and we'll see what we have with them. But this is the worst. This is just one of the worst offenses I've seen since I've been watching baseball 50 years, guys. So you all have a good day. Money's not going to be a whole lot for us to talk about good this year. So, but I'm listening to you all every day. Have a good day.
Thanks, Ron.
Ron. Thanks, buddy.
Stay positive. Appreciate it. It's hard to do.
Yeah, in the face of everything, Ron's still
smiling.
It's him.
Yep.
Smalley and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 670. The score, a lot of people want to check in. 312-644-6767. It's Chicago Sports Radio, 670. The score.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.